Hello?
Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research.
Okay.
Okay, so when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm more satisfied with, you know, with the Republicans maybe in office the next for the future.
Would you say that you're currently somewhat satisfied?
I'm satisfied with the Republicans. Yes, I am.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these is to you? Using a scale from 0 to... Yeah?
Okay.
Don't worry. I will go ahead and read the list of issues. And using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's very important to you, you will rate them, okay? So, first issue, abortion rights. How important is this to you?
Abortion rights?
Yes.
Not important.
So, in a scale from zero to 10?
Okay.
Sorry?
Oh, okay. I would say 7.
7, okay. Thank you. Remember, 0 is not important and 10 is very important, and any number in between as well. Okay, democracy, how important is this to you?
Okay, you said 0 is not important.
Correct.
And so 1 would be least important?
1, exactly, and 2 will be not that important, but I mean, on a scale, moving from not important.
Yeah, by the scale.
Yeah. So, yeah, the scale starts with 0, that is not important, and goes up to 10, that is the highest, very important.
Okay, well, I'll go back, I change that to 5.
Abortion, right? Okay.
I don't think it's important.
Okay,
we have a low birth rate as you...
Okay. Okay, it's okay. What about democracy? Democracy. What number would you give to democracy of importance?
Oh, I would give 3.
Okay, thank you. Climate change. How important is this to you?
How important is it to me?
Yeah,
democracy?
Climate
change.
No, climate
change. Oh, yes, the climate is too very important.
Okay.
It would be 8, right?
8. Closer to 10 is more important. Okay.
Right.
Next one. Jobs and wages. How much important is this to you?
It would be 9 or 10.
What number would you choose, 9 or 10?
10.
Okay, thank you.
Your
jobs. Okay. K-12 education. How much important is this to you?
Education?
K-12.
Very important. I would say 10. Very important.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform. How much important is this to you?
Criminal justice?
Reform.
Okay. It's very important to What was it? I say a 9.
Okay, thank you. Next one is crime and violence. How much important is this to you?
Crime and what? Mileage?
Crime and violence.
Mileage?
Violence.
Oh, environment. Okay, I know I wasn't hearing it right. Oh, crime and environment. Oh, it's important. 9.
Yeah. It's crime and violence.
Crime? You saying crime or crime?
Crime. 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 Crime and violence.
Oh, crime and violence?
Violence.
And the control. Climate environment. Okay. I would say it would be 8.
8. Okay. Thank you. Inflation and cost of living.
It's important. 10.
Thank
keep
you.
Inflation down.
Okay. Is student loan debt?
Huh?
Student loan debt.
Student loan debt.
Student loan debt.
Let me, I don't know what.
Student loan.
Student loan.
Loan. Student loan.
L-A-W-N?
No, L-O-A-N. Loan, the loan money.
Oh, student loans. Okay.
Right.
Okay, student loans is important. Not a 9.
Thank you. Immigration.
Say it again.
Immigration.
Oh, immigration?
Yes.
It's important. It should be immigration. Instead of, you know, minority and you know, white and black, and I don't know, it should be varieties. We have a variety of people in America, and I think that's what we should have.
Yeah.
That's what you mean?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And but how? What number would you assign to immigration from 0 to 10?
I say 7. You know, a 7. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Voting rights.
Voting rights.
Mhm. How important is this to you?
Voting rights would be on 10.
Okay, thank you. Reproductive freedom.
Freedom. Productive freedom. Reproduction to freedom.
Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom.
Yes.
Explain that to me. I may be comprehending it wrong.
Don't worry.
Reproduction.
Reproductive freedom is pretty much the freedom that people have to take decisions over how they will handle their reproductive life. You know, if they decide
okay.
to have kids or not, and what's going to happen, how they will take care of that. That's what it's talking about.
Okay, then. Reproduction freedom would be they as for how many children or whatnot you would like to have.
Exactly, if you want to have children or not, all of that.
Okay. I would say it depends on your income. So it would be, I guess it would really depends on your income. That's what I think. That's what it all should be. So it would depends on what type of income you have. So it would be like if you're in a good income, have as many children as you want to.
Yeah.
You can afford it.
Exactly. But in your case, how important is this topic for you in your life?
Okay. I'm 74, so I won't have that problem. I won't be to have any more now.
Okay. But what number would you assign to this?
I would say it would be important. 9.
Thank you. Health care, how important is this to you?
Very important. Health care, you know, because I know I have been blind now through an accident. I fell, you know, and when they did the surgery, it was not done correctly. They done it in a rush job. My cornea was damaged, and they could not repair it through the rush surgery that they did. And so I was left blind. I've been blind now about two years. My right eye. But if I can ever get the information out of the eye, my right eye, I'll be able to. My left eye is fine. It's like my right eye is not centered like it should be centered, and I can't get it centered because of my my left eye is too. My right eye is too far over in my left corner. And it got to be pushed over to my right, in the right side, you know, on my left, of my right eye. It's too far in the left side of my right eye. And so if I can get that done, I'll be able to see. I don't know what's causing it. I just don't know. I don't know what caused it. But they knew about this when they tried to do my, do the surgery on my eye again. They told me about it. And they said they don't know how to get it back. So I don't know. But they should know how to center an eye, don't they? Tell me. I don't know what you have to do, but it seemed like I got the left one done because both of them was off-center, you know, because of the puncture. And they did a surgery, and they just didn't do the surgery right, did an emergency surgery, and it wasn't done correctly. And it was just a malfunction. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, Yeah, I hope that you can get the help needed and you can, you know, have your eye back. But in terms of, generally speaking, how important is for you healthcare as overall? And what number would you assign to the topic?
I would say very 10 to the healthcare.
Thank you.
Very
and
important.
Racism and discrimination, how would you rate it?
I would say it's 8.
Okay.
We don't have very much discrimination now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, as you may know, There will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in this 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Extremely likely to vote.
So would you say 10? 10 is the highest.
10.
Okay.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. What is your race?
What you call it? Black? Caucasian? No. I don't know what it is. I just don't know. I'm sort of mixed.
You're mixed. Mixed between two, what
they race? Have me white, well, they have me white from a medication. I have to use medication that black can't, you know, I can't use the medication for black. But I was born as a black person.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Not where I'm at now, but I was in North Carolina. I haven't registered here yet to vote, but I plan to. Okay. I hope to be back in North Carolina soon.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, with that, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, and I hope you get better soon of your eyesight.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.